Well, I got to be honest with you, as we try to jam in everything we possibly can in the next 45 minutes or so before the Sixers take over at the top of the hour hosting the Memphis Grizzlies, but I don't really trust Doug Peterson. And this has nothing to do with the next year or two or three or four or ten that he may be here under contract. It has everything to do with the final couple of games of the regular season and whether or not people realistically think this team can make the postseason and whether or not people realistically think whether or not the coaching staff can help Carson Wentz continue to improve and go from rookie to experienced quarterback. So when I say that I don't trust Doug Peterson, this isn't some big picture statement about who he'll be as the Eagles coach moving forward after this year, but it's just to get out of this year. It's just how this season will end. And I get it that you can look at the schedule, we can play the schedule game and look down the line and see, well, Cincinnati isn't technically who Cincinnati was at the start of the season, and Baltimore is an enigma, and we don't really know what's going on there, and there are divisional games coming up, but they are at home as opposed to on the road. I get all of that. I do. But you still have to deal with Doug Peterson on the sidelines, and you still have to deal with a guy who, with evidence of today and some comments that come out regarding Nelson Agholor, it's just clear to me that he is reactionary. It's clear to me that his honesty and his reactionary methods are concerning. And they're not something that gives me trust that he's going to lead this team, especially dealing with the difficulties and the hindrance that they have with no talent on the outside and wide receiver and continued depleted talent on the cornerback spot on defense. And how he and others are expected to get around that, specifically Carson Wentz on the offense, Jim Schwartz on the defense. So even the guys that are there to help him, even the guys that are there around him to make it a little easier, they are dealing with the same issue, which is the lack of talent. So everything is snowballing. This is like a compound effect right here. And what's the latest, you ask me? Eitan Shander till 7 o'clock. 610-632-0975. The trust in Doug Peterson is lacking with me in its short term. And the latest reactionary, the latest lack of foresight decision comes in the form of honesty. And this is really where it's coming from. And this is what's just baffling to me, really, is how honest he is to a fault with us, with the media and the fans alike. He has zero filter. Who in their right mind, based on everything that's happened, the shell that Nelson Agholor has become, this is the head coach. This is the guy in charge. This is their leader. And again, this isn't meaning that he can't pull himself out of this tailspin, but my God, it's concerning right now. Who in their right mind would out the guy going through what Nelson Agholor is going through and say, well, over the past few weeks, he's been seeing a sports psychologist that the team employs. Keep that to yourself. If there's any question about it, just funnel it to Nelson and let him deny it or let him open up about it. This isn't a violation of doctor-client privilege by any means or some HIPAA law, but my goodness, how irresponsible can you be? And this is the guy that when people say the Philadelphia Eagles are going to make the playoffs, they don't factor in. They don't. And he's had some rough games. He's had some rough weeks. They waited until Josh Huff was in the locker room and said something before they cut him. Now, where the hell was Doug Peterson involved in all that? And what type of foresight is involved in a decision that says a guy who was staring down what Josh Huff was staring down, questions to follow, yeah, let's put him in the locker room as a representative of the team. What? As a representative of this squad, of this organization, what? And then, oh, by the way, no remorse, so let's cut him. Reactionary. Nelson Agholor, all these things that have happened on the field, specifically ending with Seattle. And you hear him on Monday, wishy-washy, but still reactionary. Well, maybe I do need to sit him down. And that leads me into number two, which is, my goodness, again, you just had an opportunity to learn, and this is where Anthony and I were having a discussion about it early in the week, and I hoped that Doug Peterson would be able to learn and build from a mistake, but he did not, or at least he's yet to. He had the opportunity to learn from the lack of foresight. Nelson Agholor should not have been on the field against the Seattle Seahawks, and instead he was. That shows a lack of touch with the player. That shows just a lack of awareness of what's going on with one of your players, who, mind you, is out there a lot, okay? It's not like he's just sporadically out there on the field. Aguilar is a big role in this offense. It doesn't look like it because he drops a lot of footballs thrown his way, but he's still out there a lot. And he's put in positions in where he can help or hurt this team. Irresponsible by Doug Peterson. Lack of foresight to put him out there against Seattle. So then, with an opportunity to definitively put your foot down and say, moving forward, at least short term, he's out. We're going to sit him. If the guy is dealing with a sports psychologist over the past couple of weeks, if the guy has told you what he told you and it took what he Aguilar had to say following that loss, which is I'm mentally shot, and that's when it took a decision. And still, again, this is what gets me. You had the chance to correct it and you didn't do it because he still has yet to say whether or not Aguilar is going to be out there on Monday night. Now, you're telling me that this isn't just throwing meat into blood-infested waters? You've got people at the link who will be just looking for blood right now the second that he drops a football. And you know what? Chances are that he's going to drop a football. Even if he has a decent day, chances are history has told us that he's going to drop a ball. Why would you put somebody who is in such a just fragile mind state right now? Why would you put somebody out there in front of this crowd? Why would you do that knowingly after outing the guy? And I don't think that this is bad intention. I don't think that this is an evil human being who thinks, ha-ha, well, screw Aguilar. I'm going to let everybody know that he's stealing, talking to the sports shrink. Psychologist, technically not psychiatrist. Well, what are you gaining from that? Nothing. I just think that he's honest to a fault. The one thing, ironically, that he's not honest about is his mistakes that he makes on the field. But everything else, when it comes to players, when it comes to personnel, when it comes to things along those lines off the field, from Huff to Aguilar, it's just been this honesty with Bradford beforehand, with Wentz, just honesty to a fault, and it's getting him in trouble. And there's a lack of confidence now, short term for me, that this team can put anything together specifically because of the head coach and the reactionary methods that he has and all of this honesty to a fault. 610-632-0975, your phone number. 6 o'clock hour brought to you by CarSense, where their certified used cars look like new and are guaranteed even better. With a lifetime engine guarantee, find out more at CarSense.com. It's Car Sensational. At Shander Shows, how you get me on Twitter. Again, we're here till 7 o'clock. Sixers host the Grizzlies at that time. Lightning and Flyers, 7:30 tonight. That's on WMMR. Also, we'll have a little bit of fun here. We'll power rank for the first three, because I've got what I think is a legit top three worst Thanksgiving Day food list. Three, though, I'm having some issue with. One and two, I think consensus people will agree with. It's just a matter of ranking. So here's what we'll do. I'll give you my three. If you want to insert one, we'll have to figure out which one gets knocked out, and then we'll look at the order. And at the end of the show, Devon will kind of crown one there. Number one, actually, you know what? I'll go in reverse order. Number three, and this is the one that's kind of up for debate. Sweet potatoes. I happen to like them, but a lot of people do not. Number two, I can tolerate it, but I can still, it's not my favorite. In fact, it's closer to the bottom. Green bean casserole. Number one, without question, the worst thing that you'll see on the Thanksgiving Day table, cranberry sauce. Sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce. Number one there. Get it out. Oof, gives me the shakes. Jerry's first up with Eitan Shander on the Fanatic. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, Shander.
What's happening, pal?
Hey, name's Jared, not Jerry.
Jared, I apologize.
That's okay.
How are you tonight, Jared?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
You know what? I can't complain, man. I'm out of here at 7.
Well, yeah, an hour to go. I'll take just a little bit of your time. I was just going and listening to your monologue to start the show. Kind of ties into my point in calling was originally I had no empathy whatsoever towards Aguilar. The way he came out and said, you know, I'm a receiver, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter if I don't catch the ball. came out with an attitude like a spoiled brat. For him to come out and actually admit that he's got an issue right now, I think shows a little bit of strength in himself to admit his own weakness. I think in playing at USC with everything that was going on, that may have been overlooked when he was there as far as Lane Kiffin being run out of there.
You think, but like mental issues?
I think there might have been issues there that they just never saw because they were dealing with the coaching situations out there.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, the wild card in all of this is Chip Kelly. So I don't want to jump to a conclusion that Nelson Agholor was mentally fragile by when he came into the NFL.
Not even mentally fragile. I just think it might have been something that could have been overlooked when he was coming out of college. You know, they had good teams out there. And maybe it wasn't gone through as closely as it could have been. Had he had
the vetting process
stable there, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
So I give Nelson a little bit of leeway now, more so than when he came out just bitching, complaining that.
Yeah, I do too. I do too, Jared. I just look at this whole thing with how Doug Peterson has handled this and outing a guy and not saying, talk to Nelson about this. That's kind of unheard of.
And I think Peterson is showing he's got a bigger heart than he does, a head for coaching. He's definitely a player's coach. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, I think he's a player's coach to a fault, though.
I think this shows it. I think this shows that he does care. I think that's his whole line. That
he loves on him.
Love on these players.
Yes, that's what he does. Jared, I appreciate the phone call. He loves on him. And that's all he's going to do is love on. I don't know what the hell that even means. But I think, yes, Jared, he is a player's coach to a fault. And he waits for things to happen, and then he kind of looks around and then reacts. I don't know, maybe he waits for Malcolm Jenkins to tell him what to do. I get the impression that Malcolm Jenkins is the most respected man in that organization right now outside of Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie, don't you? I mean, maybe there's somebody in the front office that I'm missing, but it appears that people respect Malcolm Jenkins more than they do Doug Peterson, and that's just me on the outside. I don't know. Clearly, it appears that Doug Peterson does. Jenkins is the voice of reason, or at least the voice of leadership. I don't know, because it does look like Doug Peterson will wait for something to happen and then react. And for him to come out and tell us, and for the first person to tell us about Nelson Agholor seeing a sports psychologist, that's irresponsible. That is not good as far as dealing with a human being or dealing with a player. And this is the guy that is supposed to instill confidence in me for the remainder of the season. And this is the guy that I'm supposed to look at and say, okay, I get it, you're 5-5 right now, but you've got 6 games left. You're going to go 4-2? Because again, this stuff bleeds over. This stuff spills over onto the field, onto the sideline. You can't sell me that a guy who's making these types of personnel mistakes, these types of reactionary decisions where he's just too honest to a fault on top of that, hasn't had an impact. We've already seen it on the field. To where he's had a brain freeze or 10. To where he hasn't gone for it in an obvious decision and then flipped it. Remember that on the field? Hey, Doug, you're not aggressive enough. We flip it from Dallas to the Giants game. Over-aggressive. Dude, what are you doing? Slow down. There's a middle ground somewhere. Reactionary. Reactionary. It's not good, man. Rich is next up on the Fanatic. Rich.
What's up, man? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, brother.
Listen, I got beef with the list. Thanksgiving list.
Let's do it.
Who doesn't like sweet potato?
A lot of people here. I don't want to out specific people, but a lot of people here, when I did an informal poll, I was kind of shocked. I begrudgingly had to put it number 3 on my list because I was outnumbered pretty much 20-1.
Listen, the rest of your list is great. And
all right, well this is the exercise. Let's replace it with what you want.
Yeah, pumpkin pie needs to go there. Right.
Wait a second.
Yeah, pumpkin pie, yep.
All right, what's your beef with pumpkin pie, Rich?
Oh, man, it's terrible. I don't know what it is. Everyone in my family loves it. And me, I'm just like, I got to stay away from that.
You ever think that maybe it's you and not the rest of your family?
Well, look, that's my list. That's my own personal.
All right, listen, I'll put it up there right now. Pumpkin pie, my goodness, that's going to be unpopular. Yeah, yeah. All right, what do you have on Peterson, brother?
Sweet potatoes is definitely better than pumpkin pie.
Okay, okay. I'll put pumpkin pie up there. What do you have on Peterson?
About Doug, man. Look, I've been an Eagles fan my whole life, man, and you know I actually love what's going on right now with the quarterback. And you know I'm not down on this season. I mean, yeah, the loss sucked, and you see your lows, but I think he'll pick it up. You know what I mean? Like the last caller said, he's a player's coach, which sometimes he needs to learn his discretion to flex that coaching muscle. Like he needs to draw a line, but I think that'll come in time.
Yeah, I do too. I just wonder about him. I wonder about when that transition will be and how it will take place. I mean, I don't know about you, man, but I would not put Nelson Aguilar out there, even if they think they can win the game, even if they think that this is a beatable opponent. One mistake, this is a really fragile mind if he's dealing with a sports psychologist, man. I don't know. I just think it's dangerous.
Yeah, we've all had confidence issues and whatever it may be, and that is you're your own worst enemy. So he doesn't want to make that any worse.
And if you put him out here in this position where maybe he does need a break, a week or two, whatever, if you put him out here so close to what happened last week and he makes a mistake and the link just turns on him, if you're Doug Peterson, what can you do then?
Oh, man, let's find out. Because it's going to be ugly if that happens. It's going to be ugly around here.
I know, and that's, Rich, I appreciate the phone call. I'll begrudgingly, again, put pumpkin pie at number three. But, I just don't know how you can do this. I don't think he meant to set it up this way. But there is a situation coming from today in which Doug Peterson offers up this information. And maybe you just glossed over it. But if you care about the Eagles this season, and if you care about the chance that they have to make the postseason, which is very slim, but still, you have to look at two things. One, the continued usage of Nelson Aguilar moving forward. And two, who's deciding and employing all these strategies and personnel decisions in Doug Peterson? Now, first and foremost, to put Nelson Aguilar back on the field after you, as Doug Peterson, has offered up this piece of information, big piece of information, mind you, that Nelson is dealing with a sports psychologist, knowing that he is now in a position to continue to fail because that's basically what he's been doing. Your lack of awareness with your player has put him in this situation now, or at least continue to further this situation of a fragile mind. We've already seen how it can be detrimental to the team based on that bonehead play last week. And he offered up the explanation, Nelson did, in which he said, you know, my head's out of it. It's a sheltered situation, fragile situation. So what are you asking for if you're Doug Peterson right now? What appears to be the impossible. You're back home in front of people who have been booing you, in front of people who have been ripping you on Twitter to the point in which you had to shut your account down. And what is Doug Peterson, a guy who has played here, what is he thinking? Not saying definitively today, if not on Monday, that it's enough. That Nelson is sitting, that there's no Nelson Aguilar this week against the Packers. There's nothing other than that you can decide on and do moving forward. On top of which, you've now just thrown a piece of fresh meat into shark-infested waters. They've already got a trace of blood last week watching this guy out there on the field. And what do you want to do this week? Knowing what his mindset he's in, knowing that he can't catch a football to break out of that mindset, it's the dog chasing its tail. You want to send him back out there? You want to put him back out there Monday night? ESPN prime time in front of the link? What the hell do you expect is going to happen when he drops a football? And it doesn't matter if it's a one or two or three catch game. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You got to be out of your mind irresponsible to not make that decision already. Really? Now, I may have to make an executive decision here. Because Joe Tuzio, who were you floating today, right? He comes in. Rich had a good suggestion in pumpkin pie. I don't know who in their right mind personally dislikes it, but again, like sweet potatoes, I found a bunch of people. I'm going to knock off pumpkin pie and replace it with creamed corn. I like corn in its own right, I like corn on the cob. I like corn off the cob. But somehow when you add the cream to it, it ruins it. You know, Devon, it ruins it.
Nah, cream corn is pretty good.
I can't do
There's nothing wrong with it. Obviously, regular corn is just perfect, but...
Sweet corn I can do as well.
Cream corn is fine, man.
Cream corn is fine. Sweet potatoes, pumpkin pie, or cream corn? Pick one.
To go?
No, yeah, to keep on the worst Thanksgiving Day list.
Pumpkin pie.
You're going to keep pumpkin pie over cream corn? No, I'm making the decision.
I don't like
here.
Pumpkin pie.
Get out of here.
Sweet potato pie.
Both
man.
You and Rich, get out.
Rich is my man.
Yeah. All right, you're lucky my hotkeys are off. 610-632-0975. More on the immediate trust or maybe lack thereof. This has to do only with the rest of this season. You've got six games left, and I'm supposed to trust Doug Peterson right now, helming this team to win four games to secure a playoff spot. And he doesn't know how to deal with the personnel, and he's putting Nelson Aguilar out there. He's setting this kid up to fail, and I have issue with that. Eitan Shander on the Fanatic. And let me tell you, man, I know we had some good games yesterday, but the action is just starting. We've got some big games, all right, coming up. NFL Week 12 in the NFL starts tomorrow with three games on Thanksgiving Day, and the action, Minnesota at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, and Pittsburgh at Indy. You know what time it is, right? Time to go to mybookie.net. If you like getting in on the action, placing your picks, and winning big, don't waste any time and go to mybookie. You've heard us say it before. If you like the action, then mybookie is the way to go to place your picks and win. A couple of no-brainers this weekend. New York at winless Cleveland, all over that one. And Seattle over Tampa. Take that. Who do you like this weekend? If you got the winners picked out, you need to go to MyBookie, place your picks, and win. Don't let this week go by without making your picks at MyBookie. I'm telling you, sign up now at MyBookie. It's the easiest thing you'll do today. The industry-leading website. Don't waste your picks just thinking about it, just thinking in your head, going down the list of scores in your head, running them off, or putting them up on your blog and giving out picks and not going to MyBookie, my goodness. Join MyBookie now. Get in on the action. Why go anywhere else? There's really nowhere to go. Call 1-844-900-2387. That's 1-844-900-2387. Or go online in MyBookie to open an account. Go to MyBookie. Use promo code Fanatic. That's promo code Fanatic. Sign up and start winning big only in MyBookie.
If you want to talk about Philadelphia sports, do it with Philadelphia hosts Anthony Gargano and the Fanatic Morning Show. Mornings, Rob Ellis and Harry Mays middays, and the Mike Missinelli Show afternoons. Homegrown for the best fans in sports. This is the station of the Philadelphia sports fan. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Hey guys, did you know that Family & Company Jewelers is the Delaware Valley's largest diamond destination? We all know that when you're ring shopping, cost is a big factor. Well, Family & Company has a deal for Fanatic listeners. Go to 975thefanatic.com and enter keyword ring to get $500 off the center diamond on any Viraggio engagement ring. You can visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, but first, go to 975thefanatic.com and enter keyword ring to save $500. Get the right ring at Family & Company Jewelers.
UPS is now hiring part-time package handlers and seasonal driver helpers throughout Greater Philadelphia and Southern New Jersey. Package handlers will receive up to $25,000 in education assistance. Driver helpers are picked up close to home, work days, and do not need a license. Visit upsjobs.com today to learn how you can earn some serious holiday cash. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
Hey, this is Chris Hardwick. The Xfinity X1 Challenge is back on the road, and this time we're asking people how they watch Netflix.
On a tablet.
Laptops.
Then we told them that Netflix original TV shows and movies are now available directly on Xfinity X1, right on the big screen.
Netflix is available on Xfinity?
That is cool.
And with the X1 voice remote, they can even find all their Netflix favorites faster and easier.
Find House of Cards.
Done and done.
If you love Netflix, you will love watching Netflix on Xfinity X1. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see for yourself.
Now until December 21st, new customers can get a limited time offer on Xfinity TV and internet from Comcast for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to add X1 DVR service free for 1 year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
there's always more fun at Tropicana Atlantic City. Shop at our 25 retailers, dine at our 24 restaurants, and party at our 18 bars and lounges. Whether you want to get in on the action of our newly renovated casino, have a relaxing getaway, or entertain the entire family, there is something for everyone at Tropicana. Plus, get more offers, rewards, and choices with Trop Advantage Club, voted Best Players Club by Casino Player Magazine. For more info, visit Tropicana.net. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ron Jaworski here to invite you to come out and experience all we have to offer at my signature golf courses. We aim to create memorable experiences for everyone. From phenomenal river views to the natural beauty of the Pinelands, you will appreciate the condition of all our golf courses. You will embrace the challenge. You will marvel at the views. You'll enjoy it when you're here. I love it. You'll love it too. Visit RonJaworskiGolf.com.
You know that winning on the football field means giving 110%.
Just like winning on the field of business travel, La Quinta Inns and Suites totally gets that.
So make it a part of your game plan to book direct at LQ.com for La Quinta's lowest price guarantee.
Then next time you hit the road for business, don't let the road hit back.
Score a great night's rest knowing you got La Quinta's best price.
So you can wake up, suit up, and go make that deal 110% better.
Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
Stuff your stockings with big savings right now at Lowe's. Hurry in today to get a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home, like up to 40% off major appliances $396 or more. Plus, get up to 24 months special financing with your Lowe's consumer credit card. Don't miss out on all of the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 11-2 through 11-30. Credit offer valid 11-24 through 11-30. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply to both offers. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, until you get caught in the hustle and bustle. Fortunately, no one makes it easier to find unforgettable gifts than Helzberg Diamonds. And right now, we'll also give you the new Xbox One S Minecraft Bundle with your purchase of $999 or more. A $299 value, yours while supplies last. It's the season of giving, so give yourself a break at Helzberg Diamonds. Here's to love.
Hey, football fans, I'm Kirk Herbstreit. College football season is back, so it's time to bring the smoke with Eckrich Smoked Sausage.
Bring the smoke!
One lucky winner will join me at the 2017 College Football Playoff National Championship for a chance to throw for $1 million. Pick up specially marked packages or visit EckridgeFootball.com to learn more. Eckrich is an official sponsor of the 2017 College Football Playoff. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends December 11, 2016. Contest rules online.
Coming up, I got a great list from Eileen on email. That's Shander Show, or excuse me, that's my Twitter. Shander Show at Gmail is how you get me on email. This list knocks mine out. As far as a tweet, at Gerald J says, benching will not help. Nelson will need to play himself out of this. And my response is simple. Out of what? See, this is what I don't get when we talk about the kid himself, when we talk about the receiver. Let's put Doug Peterson on ice for just a minute. There's this belief that Nelson Aguilar will play himself out of this funk. There's this belief that simply putting him on the field and giving him more reps, he's going to revert back to something. And I don't know what that something is, because we haven't seen that something. So when Gerald and others say benching won't help, he needs to play himself out of this, I'm saying this is who he is. This is his DNA as a wide receiver. This is somebody that you can't trust routinely as a number one, number two, but you can parade out there as a four, maybe even a five guy, depending on your depth scenario. And not expect him to be out there every single time, so that if he burns you, it's not every single time. That's at least right now, short term, where he needs to be. So when you say, oh, he needs to play himself out of this, or he needs to get back to form, what form are you talking about? He hasn't been able to establish anything consistent. And yeah, maybe that's Chip, maybe that's different offenses, but you have a chance this year, and it's not happening. And you know what? Jordan Matthews went under that same turmoil as well, with Chip in that offense, Zach Ertz as well. So there are people that are succeeding to a greater extent than Nelson Aguilar this year that have dealt with change as well. So I can't really buy that. So I look at this scenario and think, he's got to sit.
and it's not me, it's the head coach. How do you not recognize that, especially on the Wednesday before you're putting him out that Monday night? You tell the media and the world, oh, yeah, by the way, before we put this guy on center stage Monday night prime time to where if he drops one football, even if that ball is uncatchable, do you realize this real quick? Do you realize the margin of error that is for Nelson Aguilar Monday night? It is nil. He can't afford to make any mistake. Any ball that's thrown to him, to Carson Wentz's credit or failure here, it needs to be on the money. It needs to be right there in his hands, because otherwise people will rip. The ball could be 5 feet on top of Nelson Aguilar's head, and Nelson could do everything possible to jump for that ball. He's still not going to get the benefit of the doubt. And the head coach is putting him out there. He's yet to say, he's yet to make a decision. How hard is this decision? How difficult is this decision to make? We can all see what's going to happen because we've all seen this happen before. And if you want to say, oh, we're too hard on our athletes and look at the impact that social media has, that's fine. But you know what? We were hard on athletes before Twitter, and now all of a sudden it's just more eyes on it. So I can't really buy that one either. Mike is next up with Eitan Shander on the Fanatic. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, buddy?
All right. I got something that I think will help out Aguilar in his little funk. You know how, like, in the movies when they, you know, whoever the star player is, and, like, he's in a funk, he's having a problem, you know, he's making millions of dollars. And then he goes around and drives around in the rough neighborhoods in his limo, and he sees, like, a bunch of kids out there playing football or, you know, playing basketball or whatever. And he's like, you know what, let me get out. And he has a great time. And then after that, it, you know, takes him back to his quote-unquote roots. And then, boom, he's like, he's a fixed man.
Oh, that's great, man. So where are we sending him?
I don't care where you send him. I mean, send him anywhere tomorrow, because there's going to be tons of people out tomorrow playing football.
Yeah, but, I mean, he went to high school in Tampa, right? So, are you saying local?
Yeah,
I thought you meant back to, like, his own hood, to where he can get back to who he was before he went to USC.
Oh, no. I'm talking about, like, because in the movie, it's whatever local city that they're playing in. So, you got to treat it like that little montage, you know, do a little montage of, you know, playing with the kids and stuff like that. And then, boom, you know, fixed.
Well, isn't there a couple of turkey bowls going on? I mean, isn't Anthony having his turkey bowl tomorrow? I know he talked about that on the show the other day.
I'm actually having one tomorrow.
Are you?
Go play with us. I don't care.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you even want Aguilar on your team for the turkey bowl? You know, it's going to happen, right? You can much write that story.
Yeah, well, if anything, you know, it'll make me feel better, because I'll be better than them.
There you go. All right, give me something to knock off my list here. Cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, cream corn. That's the top three worst Thanksgiving Day dishes.
Well, if the cranberry sauce, is it the one with the cranberries in it, or is it the jelly?
Anything that, it doesn't matter. Anything related with cranberry is locked in at number one. I'm not budging on that one.
My guess would be green bean casserole then.
What about it?
If I had to pick out of the three.
No. Are you okay with the order, and would you like to replace a dish with one on there already, is my question.
I would replace the cream corn with Brussels sprouts.
Not bad. All right, I appreciate it. You know, there's a myth about Brussels sprouts is that they're not good. But if you can roast them, and you add either a little garlic powder, or maybe, you know, obviously you're going to season it, right? But you add a little sprinkle of something on top of it to give it a little crust, and you roast them, a little oil as well. 450, 30 minutes. I'm telling you, man, those things are good.
Yeah, but if you got to go through all that, there's no myth. They're just nasty.
I'm telling you, man, you put some oil on there, you put some salt and pepper on there, and you put them on tinfoil, 450, 30 minutes. They'll come out roasted.
Well, what's the basic way to cook them where people feel like they're nasty?
I don't know. I cook my broccoli this way, I cook my asparagus this way.
That's what they're going off of, the basic way to cook those particular things.
Devon, there are people in this country that don't season their food. Yeah, all right. I don't know what's wrong with half this nation. Okay. Abraham is next up on the Fanatic. Abraham.
Come on.
Hey,
yes,
sir.
Yes. A first time caller. I was listening to you earlier, and it's like, if he's getting paid all his money, cream rises to the top, put him in the game. He has to take his lumps. either he's going to work out or he's not going to work out at all.
Yeah, but how long until we reach that decision that he hasn't worked out? I mean, this is pretty clear that he hasn't improved.
Yeah, he has not improved. He has dropped. He has caused a lot of games. However, put him out there. Let him burn himself and take the booze. He's getting paid a lot of money. In my profession, if I can't do my job, then I have to look for another career.
You and me both, brother. As much as that may shock a lot of people listening right now, I get what you're saying from the premise of it, but the reality is if you know that he's not mentally there, if you know that the guy's mentally shot, then you're doing him a disservice putting him out there, are you not? He's not prepared to play.
He's a professional athlete.
No, I get that, but that doesn't mean he's going to be able to perform at the height of his level, and I don't even know what that means because he's been a bust ever since he came on the field.
I mean, then just let him play himself out. I mean, for all that money, I mean, I know that you might want to conserve the integrity for a trade later on.
But no, you're not going to be able to trade. And nobody's going to be able to trade him.
So do we just take it as a loss and a lesson learned?
Well, yeah, I would like to see what other people have. Abraham, I appreciate the phone call. I mean, you do bring up Paul Turner. You have Treggs out there. So that's an inside guy in Turner, an outside guy in Treggs. I'm willing to move on from DGB and Nelson Aguilar. I don't know what the resistance is on that. Jim is next up on the Fanatic. Jim, thanks for calling back tonight.
Hey, what's up, A-Town? What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Yeah, you know what the problem is? There's no explosive players like Brian Dawkins, Trotter. No explosive coaches. They don't say nothing. They're just like, we lost. We came back, it's close. Aguilar, he'll get through it. You know, there's nobody willing to step up and want to be that explosive player, a leader. There's no leaders. You got a rookie quarterback. He's as close to a leader as that team's got.
Well, I think you've got him. You've got Malcolm Jenkins, and that's pretty much it. But more important,
he's just not vocal.
Thing. Malcolm is, but there's nobody else. And what really jumps out at us, Jim, is that the head coach is far from vocal. The head coach is far from a comforter. Andy Reid was a guy who, even though things weren't going well, would try to give you or at least elicit a sense of comfort to the fans, and a lot of people would buy that. There's no comfort. There's no sense of comfort from Doug Peterson. It's just panic.
Yeah, and he's got no answers for everything. He just shies away from the questions and just is trying to be a people pleaser,
I get it.
I called yesterday about the guy comparing McNabb to Wentz and all that. And you look back, you had two totally different talents. You had Dawkins, Westbrook, even the defense. You had Sheldon Brown, Lito Shepard. The whole team was surrounded with, people that wanted to be there, that wanted to earn their money and wanted to win. And, none of this, I'm not right with my head and this and that.
You're right, Jim.
Totally different talent.
You're right, Jim. Appreciate the phone call. What he had around him consistently, and again, we have to see how this thing plays out because McNabb has the resume, Wentz doesn't. So you have to look at the two from completely different angles. And that's what we were trying to dispel last night. Lou is next up on the Fanatic. Lou.
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I don't know. Is that dude drinking dirty bong water? What's going on with that guy's voice?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, something was going on.
I'm not in the position to rip anybody's voice,
Little pre-Thanksgiving that guy was getting into. But anyway, listen, this is a no-brainer, man. This kid is not an NFL player. Listen, this is a sink or swim situation, I think, he's proven over the last two seasons, he's not an NFL player. He was a good college prospect, but in the NFL, he just doesn't make it. You know what makes the Patriots so successful is that they're really good at not only identifying talent, but also identifying guys that don't have talent.
And moving on from them.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. They just found another wide receiver because Chris Hogan's down.
That's
they
right.
They found another guy in the woodwork and put him out there, and he's playing well. But when they make a mistake, they don't hesitate. You don't do your job, zip, you're gone.
Yeah, you're right.
That's it.
And you know what's funny, too, Lou, is that they've created this system. Now, granted, you've got Belichick and Brady, but what they've done is they've created this system, this culture, if you will, both on and off the field, where anybody, it's next man up, that they are so confident in the system that, as you said, Hogan goes down, next kid pops up, and you're going to succeed. Here, they haven't, and Doug Peterson's brand new, so he hasn't been able to establish that yet. But part of establishing that, to your point, is recognizing who's going to be able to fit long-term and who isn't. Nelson's not going to fit.
Yeah, and you have to be able to make a business decision when the time comes. You can't coddle these guys. You know, people. The guys, listen, he's a grown man, and he's in above his head. You got to zip him and let him go. Maybe he catches on somewhere else. But at some point, it's like having a girlfriend and the situation don't work out. You just keep holding on thinking at some point this relationship's going to work out. Well, the relationship's not working now.
Take it from me, brother. You got to break that relationship off. You know?
Break it off. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, Lou. Enjoy the holiday. To everybody else who is listening and participating tonight, have a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. And remember, stay safe tonight. Tomorrow night, a lot of people out there that normally are not. Great job, Devon Givens, producing the show. It's the Sixers and Grizzlies coming up next. This was the list from Eileen who sent this in. ShanderShow@gmail.com is how you get me on email, @ShanderShow on Twitter. Green Jell-O with shredded carrots, red Jell-O with marshmallows, raisin pudding. Raisin pudding is the devil's food. I'm sorry. All right. I'm back Friday, 4 to 7:20 in the afternoon. So we'll do bleeding into Mike's show and then kind of into that afternoon into the evening. All right. All right. Now, I know we had some good games yesterday, but the action is just starting. All right. Hold on a second now. It's Wednesday night, and that means week 12 in the NFL starts tomorrow with three games on Thanksgiving Day. Minnesota at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, Pittsburgh at Indianapolis. Who do you like to win? Well, if you got the picks, you got to go to mybookie.net. That's what we've been telling you every single night. If you like getting in on the action, placing your picks and winning big, don't waste any time. Go to mybookie. Thousands of guys go to mybookie every week, experts and rookies, and put down their picks and win big. Why not you? It's the place for you to get in on the action. And it all starts tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day with three, that's right, count them, three NFL games. If you got the winners picked out, you need to go to mybookie. Don't just be the guy that has the winners picked out in your head and you don't go to mybookie. Place your picks and win. I'm telling you, sign up now at mybookie, the industry-leading website. It's the easiest thing you'll do all day. Don't waste your picks just thinking about it. I can't tell you enough. Don't do it. Just join mybookie now. Get in on the action. Why go anywhere else? Go online at mybookie to open an account. Go to mybookie. Use promo code Fanatic. That's promo code Fanatic. Sign up and start winning big only at mybookie.